The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross. Every week, our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabate from House Logic joins us. HouseLogic.com, as you know, I hope you know, is brought to you by the NAR, and it features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. It is a website well worth seeking out. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm just terrific today, Gil. How are you?
I am as fine as the good Lord allows, I guess. Let's talk about real estate, which is what we're here to do every week. Home is, for most people, you know, except Lucky Joe with his yacht there, is the largest single investment most people are ever going to make in their lives. And it really needs its own financial plan, doesn't it? Just like people do for other investments.
You know, that's exactly right, because there are so many expenses associated with the house. You really can't just kind of, you know, cross your fingers, pay them out as they come, and hope you're going to have enough money. You know, you really need a plan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's a good thing you can plan around your home expenses, because some of the expenses are regular, right? You know, you're going to have a mortgage every month.
Mm-hmm.
Some are, you know, less regular, but expected. You can plan on them. And then you have the other things that you really can't plan for, totally unexpected, like you walk in and, oh my goodness, the basement's flooded or a tree falls over in your yard, you know, but you know something is going to come.
Yeah, and this is really important stuff, because this gets into the whole issue of how much house you can afford, and doing this kind of plan will really help keep you out of trouble, which a lot of people now are wishing they had done. So let's talk about this. How do you get started with making a financial plan for a home?
Well, you want to sit down, take some time, and make a list of all your home-related expenses. And there are five things that you want to make sure you account for. So let's go through the list. First is your mortgage. Okay, you want to account for that. You want to account, two, for property taxes. Three, home insurance as well as liability insurance. Four, repairs and maintenance, such as, you know, a new furnace, new roof, painting, and the like. And the rule of thumb on this is you want to save 1% to 3% of the market value of your home annually for maintenance. So in a $200,000 house, for example, that's somewhere between $2,000 and $6,000 a year, depending in part on the age and condition of your house. That's number four. Number five, you want to make sure that you're thinking about any of those voluntary upgrades that you want to do, things on your wish list that ultimately will add value to your house. Once you complete that list, you'll know how much you're spending on your home each month, and you'll know what expenses you have coming up that you'll need to save for.
Okay. Now, I guess of these expenses, the mortgage is the big one everybody's concerned about.
Yes, for the majority of people, it's absolutely their largest recurring housing expense. And because of this, you want to try to pay it down as quickly as you can, because you can save yourself a lot of money. In fact, even paying a little extra a month on your mortgage can really add up. So let's go back to that $200,000 example again. So you have a $200,000 outstanding principal, 20-year fixed rate at 5% as your mortgage. Your monthly payment is going to be around $1,300. If you can manage to pay just another $100 a month, you can save almost $15,000 in interest over the life of the loan. But if you're saving for retirement or your kids' college fund, you have other savings goals, most people do, you could be better off putting the extra towards those causes. So it's best to talk with a financial planner about that.
Okay, then there's insurance, and there's so many kinds that a lot of people don't know what they need or how to budget for it.
Yeah, you're not kidding. There's so many kinds. We could spend the whole show just talking about insurance. But in a nutshell, there are really three kinds of policies that you want to be familiar with. There's the basic homeowner's insurance with full replacement coverage in case your house, God forbid, is burned to the ground. And the average cost of that is about $650 per year, but it's going to vary widely from state to state. Next, you need to think about liability coverage, which protects you against a lawsuit if someone hurts himself or herself on your property, for example. And finally, there are various disaster insurance policies that you want to make sure you're aware of. These are optional policies to cover things like flood, earthquake, hurricane damage. You want to see what coverage, if any, you need in your area and what your standard policy already covers.
Big question. How much homeowner's insurance do I need?
So, first of all, let me just say that you want to talk to an insurance agent who can assess your particular situation. Keep in mind, you're only insuring the home and everything in it. You're not insuring the land. So, for example, if you live in Southern California, land's at a premium. So that means if you go out and buy a $1 million house in California, you don't need anything close to a $1 million homeowner's insurance policy if you live in a place like North Dakota, where land is plentiful, inexpensive. Most of the value of the property is actually in the house. So if you pay $200,000 for a house, you're going to need close to $200,000 in homeowner's insurance. Don't fool yourself into thinking you can cut your insurance budget if your home's value has fallen in recent years, because the replacement cost likely hasn't changed much.
Yeah, and there's a point where, besides talking to an insurance person, it might be good to talk to a local builder, just an informal informal conversation saying on a per square foot basis, how much does it cost to build a house like mine
Absolutely.
Around here? Earlier you mentioned home repairs and maintenance. Now, how can I estimate whether I'm going to need to replace my roof or my furnace?
Well, you know, things have lifespans. They have life expectancies, and we have a lot of information about that at HouseLogic. But let me give you some averages. Your typical roof is going to last 20 to 25 years. A heating system, you can bank on about 15 to 20 years. Water heaters, about 8 to 13 years. So it's helpful as a homeowner to keep a log of the age of your major appliances, systems, and features in your house, because this will really help you estimate when they'll need replacing.
All right. That final thing about things that add value, like a new kitchen, if you can sum up in a sentence you're planning on that, what would it be?
You know, if you got the money, go for it, you know. But remodel smartly. HouseLogic can tell you which remodeling projects are going to give you the best payoff at resale.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, always a pleasure. And, of course, you can go to HouseLogic.com, I'm sure, for more information on all of this.
You absolutely can. Thanks, Gil.
All right. Thanks, Pamela.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.